Chris, and she has a awesome message. She's worked long and hard on this and put a lot of time and energy. So I know it's going to be good. So y'all give her another great big hand as she comes to preach the word this morning.
I am so honored to be able to stand before you guys, and I'm going to end up probably getting rid of this today for Mother's Day. And I want to honor my own mom today. She probably would be here, but she's actually preaching a Mother's Day sermon today at my brother's church in Louisville. So that's special that we're both doing this on the same day. So shout out to my mom, because I'm sure she'll hear this. But I'm so thankful that I have this opportunity to speak my heart to you today. Somebody was talking to me before church about, well, you're around a Jimmy enough, so you've heard enough sermons, so you ought to have plenty to say. But, you know, preacher's house, you get more sermons at home than you do at the church. But I am a lot different than Jimmy. I have ADHD, if you haven't figured that out. I'm very hyper, very, you know, lots of energy. So I love illustrated things. If you put something illustrated in front of me, I'll never forget it. So that's what you're going to get this morning. Israel, if you want to put the first slide up, my title today is Being an Authentic Homemade Mom. Now, it's going to be able to help everybody in the room. It's not just for moms, so just soak in whatever you can get. Homemade Mom in an Additive and Preservative Kind of World. All right, I'm going to start out this morning telling you a story about this shoe. This is a ceramic shoe that I received in the mail almost 8 years ago. We were pastoring our first church in Eastern Kentucky, and a very dear friend of mine at that time, I think they were missionaries in Guatemala, but before that they were the state youth directors for the Assemblies of God, and we've gotten very close to them. In fact, they married us. Dave and Debbie Amsler married us 17 years ago, and then they became missionaries to Guatemala. Well, it was like during the first year of us pastoring, and I was struggling because it was new. Even though I grew up in a pastor's home, I didn't necessarily know how to do it. You know, I watched my parents, and, you know, it's just different. So there I was, and I was a little bit fearful because I wasn't sure how people would receive me. You know, would I be able to help them? Would I measure up? You know, what will people think? And one day I was really, really just having, you know, a real struggle. And Debbie sends me this shoe in the mail. And inside the box, there was a note and says, wear the shoe that God has given you to wear. Don't wear anybody else's shoe. Number one, it won't fit. Wear only the shoe that God has called you to wear and not be worried about, you know, should I do it this way or that way? And so that really, I've kept this on a shelf in my house to remind me to always listen to that word from that very wise woman, to only wear the shoes that God has told you to wear. Because you know what? If you put somebody else's shoes on, they're probably not going to fit. They may be too tight. They may be too loose. They may stink, you know. They may just not be, you know, they may be different style than you are, and you're trying to wear a different style that's not you. So we are talking today about being real in our lives. Our first scripture today, Israel, can you put that first scripture up? Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life, Proverbs 13:12. Now, I was standing in the brownie aisle when the Lord spoke to me that I was going to preach on Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, wait a second, are you sure about this? I'm just here to get some sweets. What's going on here? But I knew, you know what? God can speak to you anywhere you are, in the bathroom, in the car, at the grocery store. And the Lord spoke to me at the grocery store that he wanted me to speak to you all this morning about being real and authentic. Israel, can you put that slide up there for me? This is the ingredients today. Of most every one of these boxes have the ingredients. Those ingredients in this box. And there's at least 20 ingredients on that slide. This is the box. Now, homemade, Can you show me the homemade ingredients of a brownie mix? There's only about 9 ingredients. Look how much simpler that is. 7, I'm sorry. There's no chemicals. It's all natural stuff. And so what I'm wanting to share with you today is being boxed, full of lots of additives and preservatives, or being homemade and being authentic and real. Because we know in the physical, all of these additives and preservatives, they're not good for us. They're put in there to keep the shelf life. So some of these boxes are probably like 2 years old or something. Even the sugar-free, I was so shocked. Malodextrin, you know, some of those long words I can't even pronounce. And this is supposed to be like the healthier version of brownies because it doesn't have sugar in it. But oh my gosh, that is worse. You might as well just eat these. That's far worse than eating just a regular brownie mix. And so I share that to talk about being authentic, being real versus putting additives in your life. Some additives may be busyness, trying to be something you're not. These are additives. Like we talk in the physical, the ingredients. Show me the ingredients, Israel, again, of the box mix. These are the ingredients of a box mix, additives, extra things. I mean, there is sugar in there and there is flour, but look at all that other xanthan gum and high fructose extras. In the spiritual, in our own life, we put busyness, trying to be something you're not, running away, running everything, everywhere, trying to fulfill and make everybody happy. Anybody ever been there? You're like running with a chicken with your head cut off because you're trying to please everybody. And that's not being real and authentic. God doesn't want us. Our job is to only please who? God. But we feel guilty. We have that guilt that we have to do this and run here and do all that. The more you add, do the better. The more you try to look good, putting on more, what does it cause? It causes stress, anxiety, physical problems. When you're running, God did not intend for our bodies to go a million miles an hour and try to make everybody happy. He didn't. He didn't make us that way. So I want to show you some additives in our life that can be negative. About this one. We add that to our life. God did not want that. Somebody holler it out. Fear. Unworthiness. We don't think we're good enough. Now, that's not God. That's not His word over our life, is it? That's an additive. Anxiety. That's a big one. I'll always be this way. I'll never be able to change. I've tried. I've tried a million times to quit doing whatever, and I can't do it. You're right. You can't. But God can. Those are additives. It's who I am. It's who my parents were. It's who my grandparents were. It's a generational thing. I'll always, you know, I'm just going to grow up and be divorced like my parents or be an alcoholic. That's not true, is it? It's an additive. Bitterness. That one will really cause a lot of physical problems, won't it? This one too. That's a spiritual chemical right there, unforgiveness. It stops us from doing what God has called us to do. Shame. We can't let go of something we've done. Even though God's forgiven us, we keep bringing it up. And He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. He's forgiven us. Hurt. I admit my personality is I tend to hang on to things and bring things up from the past. Is anybody else in here like that? Like you get in an argument, you're like, you know what? You remember when you blah, 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 blah. And Jimmy's like, I have no idea. I don't remember. That was like 20 years ago or whatever. But we're really good at keeping that in our memory bank, aren't we? And not letting go of hurt. Today, though, I'm hoping through this that we'll let go of some of those bad additives. Worry. You know, if I don't worry, then I don't feel like I'm being really concerned for that person or my kids or whatever. But is that what the Word of God says? No. That's a self thing. We feel like we have to worry. What's this one? Low self-esteem. I can't do anything. I'll never be able to do it. What's God say? He says, all right, all right. So those are the additives. I'm going to go over here to my homemade bowl. I want to say thank you to Amy Whitaker for letting me borrow this awesome mixer. Isn't that beautiful? I wouldn't even want to cook in it. It's just too pretty. But God says, when we say we can't, God says what? I can. When the devil tells us that he tells us lies, what does God's word tell us? We can. We can overcome. When we've grown up in a home where maybe there's been unfaithfulness, what is God to us? See, these are pure things. These are not additives with chemicals. These are homemade. This is from God's word. I just can't help myself. I try not to do it, and I just keep doing it. I turn on the TV, and I keep watching things. I just can't turn it off. What's God's word say we can do? I just holler all the time. I'm just angry. What's God's word say? Gentleness. He can give his gentleness. If we've been hard, raised in a rough, you know, whatever your background is. How about sadness? What's the opposite? What's God's word say? He can give you what? Joy for your mourning, for your sadness. How about when you're worried and stressed? What's God's word say? He can give you peace. That's what we need to walk in, not worry. Next time we're tempted to worry, we say, no, I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. How about when we're fretful and, oh my gosh, I got a million things to do. I struggle with this. Patience, slow down, let God. The scripture I say every day, and I said it to the boys just about every day as we went drove to school. Man, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Man plans his ways, but God orders his steps. If you will get up every morning, and you may have a list a mile long. I can see some of you already. I know Vernon already has a mile long list on his phone. That's the way he goes. He keeps a list. You give your list to God. Doesn't go according to your plan. God has other plans, and we have to trust. Whatever happens during our day, if we get up in the morning and we give it to him, that's the key, right? That's the key ingredient. We got to give him our day. How about at work sometimes when customers come in or our job, road rage, somebody pulling out in front of us and we want to say something that's not nice? God gives us kindness. Goodness. Now, I love this one spiritually, but I love this one in the physical too. You know, God gives us goodness. All those homemade pies, those were homemade, by the way, from some Amish friends of mine. Homemade from scratch. I think there was a hummingbird cake. There's pecan pie, homemade breads. God gives us goodness. I was talking about stress and just having your plate full. Sometimes we fill our plate full and we're so busy we can't even hear God speaking to us. So I thought it would be fun. This was my Mother's Day present from my boys. They agreed to do this. We put a little video together of a typical morning in the Johnston house getting ready for school. Now, we do homeschool right now, but just a few months ago, we were going to school, and we'll watch the video, and then I'll explain it. You can turn them all off. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's 7:37. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. It's time to get up. Let's go, Israel, Samuel, Josiah, we gotta go. Josiah, come on, we're gonna be late. You should have already been getting up. Come on, it's time to get up. Let's go. Come on, we're gonna be late. Hurry. Thank you.
Josiah, why did you not have your clothes on? Go get your school clothes on now. Go, we're going to be late. Go. Sorry, I'm trying to get the boys ready for school, and they're not cooperating. Go get your clothes on right now. Go. Get your blue jeans on.
I want my blue jeans.
Go. That's what you're wearing today. Come on, you can come get your shoes on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Go to your room. World, where is your shoe? Those don't even match. Go get in the car. Just go get in the car. Come on, we're gonna be late. Grab your cereal. Don't forget your books on the way out the door. Come on, guys, how many times I gotta tell you? Josiah, did you get your reading book like I told you to?
No.
Where are your books?
No.
Lodge.
And I don't have any lunch.
I don't have time to go back. Oh, dang it, Mom. I forgot to do my science project. What?
That really was a typical day in our house. Pastor Jimmy can attest to that. And literally on Mondays, the principal knew either we weren't going to be there or we were going to be late. I don't know why. It was just something about being in a pastor's home. On Monday, we just could never get to school on time. But I shared that video, one, because it's being real. We're talking about being real and authentic, and crazy things happen in a house. I had too many things on my plate. I was overwhelmed. I was working. I've worked, you know, over the years, several jobs. I've been in advertising. I've worked preschool. I've worked at a bakery. And you have to work. There's many of us that have to work. And that is totally not a condemnation for you. It's very hard to work and try to keep things organized and keep your life from going crazy. But this year, my poor boys, they literally had a cup of cereal in the car every morning for breakfast. They never had a hot meal, like, hardly ever. After school, like, they didn't even get lunch that day. I don't even know what I did. You know, many a days they'd call me and say, you forgot to put lunch in my lunchbox. So somebody would give them a bag of chips or something. I felt horrible. But that's, my life was so crazy. And I had so many things added to my life. And God was saying, remove some things. So we're talking about being real and authentic, and we're needing to remove things that are overwhelming us and stressful. And I just thought that would be cute to share that with you guys. So now we're homeschooling. They don't have to get up at, you know, the crack of dawn, and they do get a hot meal at least once or twice a day, which is huge. Like, we didn't even sit around the table. Anybody have that problem where you never sit around the table and eat supper because you're so busy and life is just crazy? So now God's given me the opportunity where I don't have to go to work. I know a lot of us have to work, but this season I get to stay home with them, and we get to eat a hot meal. And Josiah has since started wearing shoes that match. When I pile too much on my plate, being busy, I'm not helping anybody out. I'm yelling. Anybody yeller? I'm a yeller. Come on, guys. You saw it in the video. That was more true than it was fake. You know, we start to lose our patience. We start to lose our kindness, our self-control, because we've added all of these things. We were involved in, like, multiple sports, and it was just too much. We just had to let go of some things. So when I've slowed down, I don't feel like I yell as much, maybe. But boxed, not good. But God's given goodness. We're not just talking about physical food, though that is going to be a part. And before I get started, I have a special treat that I want to pass out while I continue this. I've got my ushers helping me out today. And I want to give you some instructions. There are toothpicks in this special treat. So make sure if you've got children next to you, even if they aren't yours, to watch that. I've got brownie bites. And my husband made homemade from scratch brownies to make these brownie bites. So he's the baker, yes, and they are delicious. So I wanted you to taste something homemade and authentic this morning while I'm speaking to you. One thing I discovered about brownies, and you all, those who know me, know how much I love brownies. I love brownies. But what I started to realize is I suffer with migraines. I don't now, but I did have severe migraines all the time. One was I was so stinking stressed that I wasn't getting any rest. But two, some of the additives in the food were causing my migraines. It was a trigger for me. And I discovered, which killed me because I love brownies, and this particular one was my favorite, but this one would trigger my migraines because of the ingredients. But I'd eat the brownies anyway because I love them. You ever do something because you love it, even though it's killing you or, you know, it's causing you whatever, you just still do it. Why do we do that? But so one day I'd kind of given up brownies because they were causing the migraines to keep triggering. And one day, Jimmy was in the kitchen, and every once in a while, he gets in there. He loves to bake. He's an excellent cook. I love it when he cooks. And he was in the kitchen, and he was just up in there just dawdling. And the next thing I know, he brings me this plate of brownies. And I'm like, well, what is this? And he's like, I made these from scratch. And I'm like, thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, I don't need to eat these because brownies are a trigger for migraines, and then I'm going to have this big headache. And I just, but I ate those brownies, and I never had one migraine. I was so excited because I finally found some chocolate that I can have that didn't cause migraines. But I felt like as I was standing in the brownie aisle the other day, I felt like the Lord spoke to me that all these things that are added to our life, these preservatives, these chemicals, and I'm not just talking about physical, these things that we add to our life, they give us a headache. They cause us stress. We lose sleep. We don't get really anything accomplished because we're trying to spin so many plates. I think homemade, God's word, and real homemade ingredients. Now I can eat brownies, and I'm so excited. And I have here a mask. And in order to be real, we need to take off the mask. Some of our masks can be, we want to hide some things that we've been through, maybe some trauma, maybe some abuse. Maybe we don't want people to know what we've done, our sin. Whatever it is, whatever our low self-esteem or our hang-up is, and we put on a mask. And some of our masks are busyness. We stay busy so that we don't have to stop long enough to realize the masks that we're wearing. That is a big trick of the devil, to keep us busy so that we don't have to deal with, so that God doesn't have time to deal with our hearts and make us whole and make us real and authentic. Remove the mask and be real. And today, this is really the point I want to drive home. Maybe you know you've got some things that you keep the mask on so nobody else will see. And you want to be real. Today's the day. I believe God wants us all to be authentic and real. The scripture that we read earlier, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life. The word defer means postpone, delay, or withheld. And so hope being postponed, being delayed, withheld. So whatever purpose that God has for you, by us keeping on the mask and not being real, we're postponing our purpose. We're postponing the things that God wants to do with us because we won't let God get in there and work and show us the areas that we need to let go of and be real. It can be scary. We don't always want people, you know, knowing what we've been through or what we've done. Don't let trying to make up for all the mistakes you made keep you held back from being real. Because when you wear a mask, you're not real. I do spend a lot of time in Walmart, and Bob can attest to this because Bob works at Walmart, and I run into him a couple times a week. He probably thinks I live at Walmart, but I was in Walmart the other day, and I ran into a couple different people. I'd been to 3 stores before I got to Walmart. And so I ran into a friend. I hadn't seen him forever, and we talked and talked. And then I go home, and I just happened to look in the mirror. And when I looked in the mirror, I realized my shirt had been inside out all day long, and nobody told me. I'm like, the tag was all here, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how embarrassing. Hopefully you guys would tell me, because y'all are like, you know, real friends. Y'all tell me. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, what did that person at Walmart think when she saw me with my shirt inside out? But, you know, those things are going to happen. We're going to have days where we feel inside out, and our insides are where everybody can see them. Maybe we blow up at a coworker or our spouse or our kids. You know, we have a bad day, and those things come out. But you know what? Those things are not going to stop me. I need to ask forgiveness. I need to be real. I say I'm sorry to my kids probably 500 times a day, don't I? Because I'm constantly doing something to mess up. Be real. God, you know what? That's not going to keep me from moving forward. And just because my shirt was inside out doesn't mean I'm never going to shop at Walmart again. I'm never going to go outside my house. But you know what? In our emotions, that's how we are. We make a mistake or something bad happens to us. Well, I'm never going to go there again. I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try to be better because I got hurt. You know, and so we make a decision. I don't want to be hurt again. But don't let that stop you. Be real. Feel the fear, Israel. Feel the fear and do it anyway. That means you may feel fear opening up. You know, we have small groups here at the church, and that's so important because it's a safe place to be real. It's a safe place to share what you're struggling with. That's what I love about Destiny Church. We are real. We share the real things that we're going through, and nobody judges. They don't, because we've all got baggage. We've all got things that we're dealing with. And so I encourage you, if you're not involved in a small group, please get in a small group and let God use that to help you fulfill your purpose so that that thing, next time you get to that thing that's so fearful, maybe it's dealing with a certain person or somebody from your past or just an emotion. When you get to that point, you're like, I can't do this. Feel the fear and move forward anyway. Do it anyways. Do y'all think it's easy for me to stand up here? No. Like he said, I've only done this twice. You know, it's a lot easier to talk in front of kids. They're not as big a judge. Take off your mask and be real and stop letting the devil put you in a box. Some of you feel like you're in a box and you can't get out. You're just in this vicious cycle. Today, God's going to help you get out of that box. Overcome that thing that you've been struggling with. Israel, can you put up the next scripture for me? Martha, Martha, the Lord said, answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. See, Jesus wasn't just ministering to one person. He was ministering to several right there in that scripture, Mary and Martha. He wanted Martha to come close to him so that he could minister to her and heal her hurts and her wounds. But she stayed busy. This is what I felt like the Lord said when I read this. He said she stayed busy so she wouldn't have to deal with the things that she was struggling with. And then she started blaming Mary. Well, Mary needs to get up and help me. See, you know, when we're, it's all about self and we keep looking at ourselves, we start blaming other people for our own insecurity and the fact that we won't let go and let God, let him open our heart and deal with those things. It's painful sometimes. It hurts. I know. But today, I really feel like there's hope in this room today for us to quit being busy and hiding those things and being real and sitting at Jesus' feet where he can heal us and remove those things that have caused us to shy away and not be real and open. I want us to bow our heads this morning as we close. I want to pray. And I want to open up the altar. If you've got something you've been holding on to, because you know our flesh, it's so easy to hold on to things. It's kind of been who we are. It's kind of been our mantra, you know, what we've been all about. But today God's saying, I've got a better purpose for you. And it doesn't require you being put in a box. And all of these things that cause you stress and hurt, he's saying today is the day to lay it at the altar. I'm not asking you to come up here and tell everybody your dirty laundry. You can just come up here, kneel, stand, whatever. You don't have to talk to anybody. I love those altar calls where it's just you and Jesus. Nobody has to know. But I'm going to pray, and after I pray, I'm going to open up these altars if you've got something that you've been trying to overcome so that you can be real, so that you can be used in a greater way. Jesus, I pray right now, God, for every person in this room, every man, woman, and child. God, you have a great purpose. Before each one of them were born, God, you knew them. You knew their name, and you knew the great things that they were going to do. And Lord, I pray right now, whatever's holding them back from being connected, from getting involved, Lord, in a small group, Lord, getting involved with you, Jesus, taking that step of faith, feel the fear and do it anyways. God's saying, I know you have fear, but I'm there to take your hand. I pray right now, God, that the walls would drop and people would feel free this morning to give up those things that have not helped them. They've been additives and stress and anxiety. Lord, we thank you, God, that you're real. We want to be real so that we can help other people because of what we've been through. We go through things, God, and they're painful and they hurt, but you can use them to help somebody else. Heal us today. Make us whole. Make us homemade and authentic today. Thank you, God. If you'd like to come forward and just spend some time at the altar, like I said, I'm not going to call anybody up here to pray with you. I just feel like it just needs to be you and God. We're very real around here. We're very free. Just take a few minutes while Jimmy leads us in some worship. Let this be the day that you don't look back with regret anymore. That you say, I can, I will. I'm an overcomer. Let's all stand this morning. And you're welcome to come to the altar as he sings. I'm unashamed, I'm gonna shout for joy.
to be unashamed this morning, oh God. We want to be real, God. We want to be the real deal. We don't care anymore what people think. God, release that where we worry about what other people think, God. We want to be real before you because you see it anyways. Even things we think nobody knows, God, you see and you love us. You love us, God, anyways. We thank you, God, that you don't judge us. You're not condemning, oh God, but you love us. The altar and kneel if you want to worship. We're free this morning. And we stop being put in a box. We want to be authentic and real. Thank you, God, for your presence, that you never leave us. You've always been there through everything we've been through, God, with your arms wrapped around us. We love you this morning. We say thank you, God, for showing up and being here in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for allowing me to speak into your lives. When will you leave this place? You're not the same.
Amen. Didn't she do great? You know, and it's one of the things that we said when we started this church was we did not want a church where people were bound by the spirit of religion. See, religion says, this is who I am. And I can't let anybody see that I'm the pastor, and yes, sometimes I have a temper tantrum because I've got to be perfect, right? And we all know people that are like that. We all know in our own lives we don't want to, we want to keep people at arm's length. And so I'm thankful, and I want you to know this is a place of freedom. This is a place where you can be real and you can share your struggles. And we don't just share our struggles so we stay that way. It's not an excuse, like Renee said, for me just to continue to have a bad attitude, right? Or to be mean to people at work or whatever. It's I can share it so I can get healed of it. Amen. And I can move forward in the freedom that God has given me. And you know what? We've got a special, y'all like those brownies? We made a whole bunch more for all the mamas. So you get big chunks of brownies. So all the mothers come up here, and there is a recipe card that Renee included. So you've got the recipe for grandma's homemade brownies. Are you glad you came to church this morning? Yeah.